over, but there was no breath in them. So he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. Amen and amen. This is a powerful scripture. It's an exciting story. Sorry, I need to get this out of the way. Yes, but I want you to remember. Oh, sorry, you may be seated. And I just want to, before I start, actually, I want to welcome you into the house of the Lord this morning. Amen? And I want to welcome our visitor. God bless you. May you have a tremendous time in the house of God. Amen. God is here. And once he's here, great things can happen. Miracles can happen. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I was saying, it's an exciting story. When you read this, it gives you like hope and excitement. Amen? I don't know about you, but I know it gives you that sense of excitement. But we have to remember that it was a vision. It wasn't in the physical. It's a vision that God gave Ezekiel the prophet of his people, Israel, the state that Israel was in. And God wanted to do something about it. Amen? And what had happened is, over the years, and you've heard stories after stories of God's people and the way in which they treated God. How God treated them, and then how they treated God. They were always a disobedient people. And as soon as they start to do something good and something right, it turns and they started to do something wrong and something bad. But it was because of the individual, and I've got it written down here so that I can read it, individual, collective, or accumulative, continual sinning before God, and their disobedience, their hard-heartedness, the Lord turned them over to their enemies. The Lord turned them over. He stepped back. Said, okay, if you're going to continually sin. Now remember, it's not always every single person. But because each person did wrong in the sight of God, each person sinned and disobeyed God. It was a whole lot of them. The majority of them lived like that. And it was collected. It was a collective thing. It accumulated before God. And God stepped back. And because of that, their city was destroyed. The Babylonians came into Jerusalem and they ransacked the whole place. They slaughtered people and they set the city alight. And the survivors that were left, they were taken captive to Babylon. They were taken into exile by the Babylonian people. And the Bible says they were taken to a foreign land, a land where they didn't even know the language. And they were very, very sorry. They were sorrowful. They missed their land. And I'm going to read a scripture in Psalm 137. This is how they were feeling. Totally distraught. Psalm 137. This is God's people. And he says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. When we remembered our city. When we remembered where we are coming from, the beautiful city that God had given them. They wept. And then in verse 2 it says, we hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. They didn't want to play their music anymore. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song. And those who plundered us requested myrrh, saying, sing us one of your songs. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. And if I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. This is how the people that were in exile, God's people now taken captive in a strange land, they were totally distraught, weeping, feeling hopeless, feeling homesick, and being mocked by their tormentors, by their captors. They put away their musical instruments and refused to sing anymore. They were filled with sadness and remorse. This is what God's people came to. In a land that was absolutely foreign to them. And they just were so sad, they didn't even want to play their music anymore. They didn't sing anymore. It was just total sadness. They hung up their musical instrument because they were so distraught. Sorry for disobeying God. Sorry for continually sinning before him. You know, and I think the worst of all is serving idols. Knowing the God that took them from captivity, gave them a new land, fought for them every single way, and yet they turned their backs on him and served idols. Now they end up in a place that they did not like. And no more joy, no more singing. And this is the consequence for our behavior. This is the consequence of willfully disobeying God and doing our own thing. And as individuals, we need to be careful. When you're about to do something that is wrong, and especially if you know that it's wrong, that it's against God's law, that it's against his word, we need to be careful, because what you do, the consequence of what you do, it affects everything and everyone around you, and you better believe it affects your church. The whole house of Israel was affected. Not everybody sinned, but the whole house of Israel was taken captive because of what others did. And my heart to us this morning is live in the Spirit of God. Walk in the Spirit of God. But sometimes we think, oh, you know, we're human. We excuse ourselves and say we are humans and we will sin. Yes, we are humans and yes, we will sin. But guess what? We're supposed to be growing day by day by day. The Bible says you grow from glory to glory to glory. You grow from perfection to perfection to perfection. And we will be totally perfected in that new life. So don't give ourselves excuse. Don't do it. Live for God. If you're going to live for God, live all out for him. And just remember that whatever we do, good or bad, it affects others around us. Hallelujah. Let's choose to do the good. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we looked at the story, and the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord placed the prophet in the valley full of dry bones. And then God asked him the question, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And the prophet answered, O Lord, you know. The valley is a place of loneliness. It's a place of danger. It's a place of darkness. And the dry bones, it represents hopelessness, no life. But in every given situation, there is an answer. And the answer is Almighty God. When he asked the question, can these bones live? God knew that the bones can live. But he wanted to get something from the prophet. Do you believe that I'm mighty enough to cause these bones to live? God is mighty enough to cause us to triumph. No matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is able. What situation are you in today? You think about it. Are you in a lonely place? The Israelites were. Are you in a dark place? The Israelites were. Can it be changed? You can answer me. Can it be changed? You better believe it. It can be changed. Because if you don't believe it, it won't change. Prophesy to your situation. Hear the word of the Lord and prophesy. It's one thing to hear, but it's another thing to do, isn't it? It's one thing to hear the word of the Lord, but what is the instruction that is coming forth from the Spirit of God? He said, hear the word of the Lord and prophesy. Church, I don't think you're hearing me this morning. You need to hear the voice of the Spirit and do whatever he is saying to you. Hear the word, but not just hear the word. Act upon the word. Do something so that God's hands can move for you and on behalf of you and your family in the name of Jesus. The prophet obeyed. The Bible says several times he obeyed the word of the Lord. And he prophesied to the dry bones. And when he prophesied to the dry bones, what happened? You can talk to me. When he prophesied to the dry bone, what happened? Jesus. There was a noise, the Bible says. Hallelujah. When you start to prophesy over your situation, yes, there might be a noise and a rattling. Bones coming together. Then there were sinews. And do you know what that means? I looked it up. You know the hamstring? That strong string that connects the tissue to the bone. Strength. Strength starts to come in. When you prophesy, hallelujah, you begin to feel strengthened. Muscles came and skin covered their bodies. Hallelujah. What a mighty miracle. I said, what a mighty miracle. But wait. It wasn't the completion of the miracle. The miracle was not finished, right? Hallelujah. Because there was no life. There were bodies, but no life in the bodies. The work was not done. When God begins to work in your situation, Allow him to complete the job. Amen. Don't be premature and stop prophesying and stop praying. Press on and press through. Hallelujah. Wait for his breath. Wait for his spirit to come upon you and to transform you and to cause the miracle to be completed. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory be to God. Wait on God. Continue. You know, sometimes when we're praying for something and then it starts to happen, we get excited and we shout, we jump up and down, and we say glory to God, and we come up to the front and we testify. And then 2 weeks later, you've gone back to stage one. Why? The work was not completed. You didn't wait for the breath of God to come into the situation. Wait on God. Call forth. Hallelujah. The prophet, God said to the prophet, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy to the wind. What is the wind? It's the breath of God. Call it forth. You have the authority to call the breath of God forth. You have the authority to call the Spirit of God into your situation. Don't stop pressing through. Don't stop praying until the breath of God comes in and change the situation completely. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I note in the beginning when I said it was the accumulative sins of individuals that caused Israel to be destroyed. Now in captivity, feeling hopeless, with no hope of returning to their land, their beautiful country, we find among the exile a remnant. Hallelujah. There's something about that word, remnant. It was only a remnant of the people in exile. They were repentant before God, and they remained faithful to the commands of God. Oh, Jesus. A small group of people that went into Babylon. They did not defile themselves with the Babylonians. If you remember the three Hebrew boys, they were willing to be burned before bowing to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. They were faithful to God, even in the difficult situation. Faithful people, faithful remnant. When you think of Daniel, he was willing to be thrown into the den of lions than bowing to the king. Oh God, are we faithful this morning? Are we willing this morning? Will we pray and seek the face of God? Will we say to him, God, come what may, I will trust you. I will remain faithful to you. Jesus. We here at Living Waters Christian Center, we might be a remnant. We might be a small group of people. But if we remain faithful to God, if we have a spirit of repentance and forgiveness, God will come through for us. And I'm going to repeat, if we remain faithful to him and in a spirit of forgiveness and repentance, God will come through for us. He will come through for us. He's not a respecter of persons. The things that he did so many years ago, he can still do it today because he's God. We are his people. And he favors us. Remember that. His favor is upon us. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. God said to the prophet in verse 11 to 14, and I'm coming to an end because I want us to pray, and I really want us to take a hold of whatever situation that we're in and prophesy this morning to that situation. And I really wish I'd heard yay or something, because we need to be strong in God. We need to know, we need to be sure of the God that we serve. We need to know His personality. We sung about Him this morning. He is our Prince of Peace. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. And He's able. Hallelujah. So we're going to prophesy this morning in our situations. And we're going to see walls come tumbling down in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Ezekiel 37 and verse 11 to 14. God said to the prophet, listen to what they're saying. Incline your ears. Listen. Listen to what they're saying. And this is what they're saying. Our bones are dry. Our hope is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. Fancy that. That's the way they were feeling. No hope. And we're cut off from our country, cut off from our God. And He said, prophesy to them, thus saith the Lord, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you. Not no other spirit, but my spirit, saith the Lord, in you, and you shall live. Amen. I, the Lord, have spoken it and perform it. So God didn't just speak it, He performed it. We can't just hear it, we need to do something. Hallelujah. We can't just hear the word this morning and go away the same way we came in. We must prophesy into our situation. We must speak it out in the name of Jesus and see God work on our behalf. Amen. Whatever our grave is this morning, whatever grave we are in this morning, God is able to pick us up out of that grave. Are you in the grave of loneliness this morning? You know, sometimes you can have loads of people around you, but you're so lonely. Oh, Jesus. Are you in that place? Are you in that grave this morning? Are you in darkness? Are you in a dark situation? The grave is a dark place. It's dead. It represents death, darkness, no life, no hope. But this morning I'm telling you, there is hope. If you're in a grave this morning, God can pick you up out of that grave in the name of Jesus, out of that dark situation. Are you in desperation this morning? Are you stuck in that grave, deep down, in desperation? I tell you, upon the authority of Jesus Christ, that God can pick you up out of that desperation this morning. Are you hopeless? You know, sometimes we're in situation and it feels hopeless. I don't know about you, but I've been there when it feels like there is no way out. You cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. You can't. Hopeless. But I want to tell you this morning, God can pick you up out of that hopelessness in the name of Jesus. Are you in a dangerous situation this morning? Are you in a situation that is dangerous that you haven't even shared with anyone? I tell you, God is able to pick you up out of that situation. Do you have health issues, financial issues? And you can think of all the problems. I just touched on a few of them. But I know that the God that I serve is able to pick you up out of that grave, out of that situation, place you on solid rock, give you hope and a future. Not just hope, but a good future in the name of Jesus. God is able. Boy, I tell you, God is able. God is able. Whatever situation we're in, He is able to deliver us and to set us free. And I'm finishing right here, and I'm telling you, we are going to pray this morning. I want us to stand up. If you want to walk around, you can walk around, but we need to pray. We need to take a hold of God this morning. And we need to prophesy in our situation. We need to prophesy over this church. Come on, church! We need to prophesy over our church. Because the scripture says, God is the one who will fight for us. And He will not allow us to be destroyed. This is the word of the living God. He said, I am building my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. This is the word of God. You are the church of the living God. Every one of us as individuals make up the whole. And God is fighting for you. And He said, I will not allow Hades to triumph over you. Come on. Hallelujah. But there has to be something we have to do. There is something that we have to do. And when this morning I just had this picture of the grave open and your hands coming up towards God's hand. And He just pluck us out of the grave. Listen, don't just lie there in the grave. When the grave is open, when your deliverance comes, you're just like there, nothing. No, do something. Reach out to God. Put your hands out and let Him pull you up out of the situation. That's the least we can do, right? That's the very least we can do. Just reach out to God. The woman with the issue of blood. I'm telling you, that woman must have been so weak. Because when you think about her, bleeding for so many years. Come on now. Weak. She must have been very, very weak. Hardly any energy. But she had the right mindset. She said, if only, hallelujah, if only I could just push through this crowd and touch the hem of His garment, man, I will be made whole. I will receive my miracle.
Yes.
And so she pressed through that crowd. She didn't care that she was weak. She needed something from Jesus. And so she pressed and she pressed. Can you imagine a big crowd? And you press one way and it's blocked by people. Then you have to go another way. You have to find a little opening somewhere else and push your way through a big crowd in your weakness. Oh, church. The Bible says, when you are weak, yet are you strong through the power of God? Because it's the power of God that is in you that causes you to be strong. Hallelujah. Stop saying you're weak. And I'm speaking to myself. Stop saying you're tired. There is strength in Jesus. I said, there is strength in Jesus. When you're feeling tired, go before God and say, God, I'm tired. Can I have your strength? You know what he's going to say? It's in you. Stir it up. And press through. And touch the hem of his garment. And be made whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we stand? Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We tear down, Lord, every stronghold in the house this morning. And we release your presence in the name of Jesus for healing and deliverance in the house of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to pray. Pray for yourself. Come on now. Pray. Pray. Pray, and when you finish praying, you prophesy. Prophesy over your situation this morning in the name of Jesus. Prophesy. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I ask that you would touch your people this morning. Oh, Holy Spirit, come upon us with a spirit of prayer. Oh God, speak through us this morning. Pray through us this morning, Holy Spirit, and cause us to touch heaven in Jesus' name. Let there be a sound in the house of the Lord this morning, a sound that reaches heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Every situation this morning, Lord, we pray that your people will prophesy. Oh God, prophesy strength in the name of Jesus. Prophesy hope because we have hope. Oh God, prophesy the miracle of healing in the name of Jesus. Prophesy strength. Prophesy health. Prophesy finances. Whatever you need in your life this morning. Oh, prophesy. Speak it out in Jesus' name and see God come through for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We praise your name, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.